With the world's population set to pass the 9 billion mark by 2050, the jury's out on where the energy for everyone's cars is going to come from. Not so for experts meeting at UN headquarters in Geneva. They're promoting natural gas as one of the cheapest alternatives to petrol and diesel. Here's Lennart Pilskog, head of the European Natural Gas and Biovehicle Association.
The main advantages is for cities, where a gas vehicle has a substantially lower emission level of particulates and NOx. And, you know, both particulate and NOx is dangerous to human health. We really, really have to reduce our dependence on crude oil.
Though it's a fossil fuel, gas is being touted as a cleaner source of energy with lower harmful pollutants. European countries have pledged to reduce CO2 emissions by 40% by 2030, and gas-powered vehicles could do this already, their supporters say. At the Palais des Nations in Geneva, United Nations Economic Commission for Europe boss Christian Frisbach is test-driving a gas-powered car.
I just need a place to turn. I think we survived.
This small U-turn aside backs an enthusiastic supporter of gas power, and he's a good person to know since the UN agency he runs is responsible for motor industry regulations worldwide. Nonetheless, Back is fully aware that the jury's still out on natural gas, given questions over its methane emissions.
For sure, we need more science, we need more research, but natural gas, we know, can be really transformational in bringing energy systems that can reduce carbon emissions. And in the transport sector, I've seen it in Delhi. It cleaned up the city there. Cancer rates went down. You gained not only in terms of energy efficiency, but also in terms of environment and health. So this is something that can be taking us into transformation, the transition towards perhaps transport system that is driven by electricity or hydrogen. But we can't get there as fast as we should. So their natural gas is going to be a really important component of fueling the transport sector in the next many years.
But if gas-powered cars are available now, the fuel they need isn't as easy to find at the filling station. And that's a big structural problem that could take years to resolve as countries and car manufacturers wait to see what the demand is among motorists.
The problem is we are still at a stage where the infrastructure is not available for consumers to feel confident enough that if they take their car and they want to go on a 1 week or 2 or 3 weeks holiday, they're going to have enough stations to fill up whatever the technology they've chosen without a big headache.
UNECE spokesperson Jean Rodriguez.
And it's very probably going to take a number of years before the market puts in place this type of infrastructure.
So what are the chances of new energy solutions such as gas?
That's very difficult to say, honestly. We don't have a crystal ball to see what's going to happen. The interesting thing, though, is to make, and that's why we organize these events, is to share an understanding of what is there, what is available, so that the decision makers and the people in the industry have a broader understanding of the different components and of the different impacts of the different technologies. And then it's for them, the countries, and then for the industry to push and to decide we want to promote that because we think this is the future. And then ultimately the consumer will have a say and decide, yes, I'm convinced.
The stakes have never been higher. By 2050, the number of cars and light trucks globally is set to triple to 2.5 billion. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.